Faith is in trouble. For thousands of years, religion has asked us to accept on faith a loving God who knows everything and possesses all power. As a result, history has walked a long and sometimes tumultuous road. There have been moments of great elation interspersed with unspeakable horrors in the name of religion. But today, in the West at least, the age of faith has drastically waned. For most people, religion is simply taken for granted. There is no living connection with God. Meanwhile, unbelief has been rising. How could it not? Once you expose the unhealed rift between ourselves and God, a deep kind of disappointment rises to the surface. We've gone through too many catastrophes to trust in a benign, loving deity. Who could ponder the Holocaust or 9/11 and believe that God is love? Countless other heartbreaks come to mind. If you probe into what is really going on when people think about God, their comfort zone with religion shrinks. They harbor a nagging sense of doubt and insecurity. For a long time, the burden of faith has rested on the imperfect believer. If God doesn't intervene to relieve suffering or bestow peace, the fault must be in us. In this audiobook, I have reversed things, putting the burden back on God. It is time to ask some blunt questions. What has God done for you lately? In supporting yourself and your family, which is more effective, having faith or working hard? Have you ever really surrendered and let God solve a really tough problem for you? Why does God allow such suffering in the world? Is this all a game or an empty promise that a loving God exists? These questions are so troublesome that we avoid asking them, and for millions of people, they aren't even important anymore. The next technology that will improve our lives is always on the horizon. A God who matters in the 21st century is all but extinct. As I see it, the real crisis in faith isn't about declining church attendance, a trend that began in Western Europe and the United States during the 1950s and continues today. The real crisis is about finding a God who matters and can be trusted. Faith presents a fork in the road, and all of us have come to it. One fork leads to a reality upheld by a living God. The other leads to a reality where God is not just absent, but a fiction. In the name of this fiction, human beings have fought and died, tortured infidels, mounted bloody crusades, and performed every imaginable horror. There's a heartrending show of cynicism in the New Testament when Jesus is on the cross, a slow and agonizing way to die. And the bystanders spit with mockery, including the chief priests of Jerusalem. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted God, so let God rescue him now if he wants him." Matthew 27:42-43. The vitriol in those words hasn't diminished over time. But there's a more unsettling point. Jesus taught that people should trust in God completely, that faith can move mountains. He taught that no one should toil today or save up for tomorrow because providence will provide everything. Leaving aside the mystical meaning of the crucifixion, should you and I have that kind of trust?